Hi, I'm at the Illuminos booth and I'm talking to
Hans Rosenfeld.
And can you tell me what the project is?
So Illuminos is an operating system core based on OpenSolaris, which is developed independently of Oracle, who have stopped that a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And we are building the system in collaboration with a couple of companies that use it for their products. And there's also a lot of community users. And they usually take the core that we provide, which is the kernel libraries, userland utilities, daemons, whatever makes a Solaris system, and put whatever else you need to make it a complete function and OS distribution, and tailor that to their specific needs.
During the first .com boom, there was Solaris was powering a lot of that. Is this still the case today that it's Illuminos has taken over that role and still as relevant today as it was in the past?
Well, Illuminos is certainly not as relevant as Solaris used to be. It's a very small community, but it's making progress. It's getting more important. There are more companies using it. And I recently learned it's used in cloud computing, even in Germany, where I'm from. And a company named Joyent is using it in cloud computing. They recently got bought by Samsung. They're building a cloud for them based on that technology. The Esnic Center, Rector T-Gile, who builds storage systems based on Illuminos.
Okay.
So.
And what has there been any major milestones this year?
Major milestones this year. So we had greatly improved NVMe support, which was actually added in 2015 already. We improved that last year greatly. We recently gained USB 3 support, which has been quite a problem for a while because the company developers didn't really consider that important, but that has changed now. And the distributions have made progress on themselves. Open Indiana is one of the distributions doing a desktop systems. They are currently modernizing the software that they ship for desktop purposes. They've got a Mate desktop and brand new Firefox and all that kind of stuff.
So you're the you would be the equivalent to Linux of the distribution world. You would be the top level.
Yeah. So except that the difference is Linux just a kernel. We are kernel libraries, userland, whatever you need. But pretty much the core of what used to be Solaris.
Okay. And what's happening this year? What are the plans going forward?
A lot of stuff.
I don't know what those different companies plan actually.
Yeah.
There's obviously going to be improvements in terms of virtualization and cloud computing support coming from Joyent. The USB support, USB 3 support is going to be improved greatly. I'm personally working on improving NVMe support, which is quite a big deal right now. Not sure what other companies plan, really.
Yeah. So you basically develop whatever. You accept whatever comes in.
Yes, there's no strong leadership or anything. That's a direction. Yeah, it's just loose collaboration.
Whatever the community wants,
yeah,
the community gets.
Exactly.
And has it been a bit of a success, do you think? Are you getting more developers?
Slowly, but steadily, yes. It's, well, we've been there 7 years. We've been a small community then. We're still a small community, but we're slowly growing, very slowly.
Excellent. And where can I go to get more information?
There's obviously illuminos.org.
Yeah.
There's IRC channel Illuminos on Freenode. There's a couple of IRC channels and websites dedicated to the different distributions, modos.org, openindiana.org.
And can I, if I go to your website, I'll get links to the distributions?
Yeah, there are links on it. There's a wiki and there are links on it.
Okay, thank you very much for taking the time and enjoy the rest of the show.